Blog Talk Radio.
Hey.
Hi, everyone.
Are we live?
I think we are.
We are
well,
live.
While we're waiting for Stuart to come back in.
Our sponsor tonight is Malsan Travel, and they are the best travel agent that you could ever even imagine having. Just look them up on mousefantravel.com. They will help you fulfill all of your vacation needs.
Oh, yay. Hey.
Can you hear me now? Thank you, darling. For yeah. Once again, we had a little glitch getting on here. And the show, for some reason, is only scheduled for 15 minutes tonight. So we've got 12 minutes left.
Okay.
Oh, that's quick.
Yeah, it's been a wonderful night of errors. Darlene, did you get through the Mouse Fan Travel commercial?
I did.
Sure.
Okay.
Call Mouse Fan Travel of Iraq.
Yes, I did.
www.mousefantravel.com.
It was the quickest advertisement I've ever done, I think.
All right.
So
well, thank you. I appreciate
it. Let's go on with our show.
Yes. All right. Well, anyway, I am Stuart Sternberg, along with Darlene Nagy, Lottie Ferguson, and Kurt. And we are here giving you a short show tonight on Epcot's Food and Wine. If we don't get through everything today, we can continue next week.
Perfect.
Hopefully we'll get through today. So, Kurt, in the pre-show, you were saying you've never been to Food and Wine.
I have never been to the Food and Wine Festival. I have kids. They're in school.
Shame on you. Take them out of school.
I've been able to go.
Yeah, right. Leave school for that one.
Well, you know, just never.
Lottie, why don't you enlighten Kurt? Why don't you enlighten Kurt on what he's missing at Food and Wine?
Oh, lots of food and lots of wine. You know, it's my absolute favorite event at Disney is the Food and Wine Festival, and then they just had to have a race with that, so that pretty much means that I will never, ever miss Food and Wine Festival again. But it is anywhere from 20 to 35 different kiosks planted all over Epcot, not just World Showcase now. They're in Future World now. And you can just, I mean, it's impossible to eat at every one on a one-day trip. You've got to do this in like 3 or 4 days or else they will have to literally think what's the blueberry chick on Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka,
if you ate everything, they'd have to roll you out just like her.
Yeah, and
she obviously has never seen us eaten before, Stuart.
I'm sorry? Oh, yeah.
She's never seen us eaten before.
What you get at Food and Wine, basically, is it's some of the portions are decent size for what you're paying.
Yeah.
And it's the rest is between $4 and $8, but it's basically a little more than a sample size for most things. But, you know, you will be surprised. Some of the items that they have there are nice portions, and you can fill very quickly, I might add.
Yeah. You can use your dining plan snack credits at the Food and Wine on the food portion of it. The alcohol, I believe, they still make you pay for.
Correct. They do.
Yeah.
Yep.
The event is going to run from September 14th to November 14th. I think this is the longest it's ever been on.
Yeah.
2 months.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wish they
keep adding on a couple more days.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to break down the dining plan, by the way, 3 snacks equals 1 meal at the dining plan. So I bet they'll let you split that up that way, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I could have used that. I had one extra this last trip.
Yeah, some of the countries that will be offered this year are Africa, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Canada, China, what else? France, Germany, Greece, Hawaii will be there this year representing the islands of Hawaii, Ireland, Italy, Japan, Mexico, Morocco, New Zealand, Poland, Patagonia. Did I pronounce that right? I don't even know. Scotland, South Korea. That's roughly it. There'll be a whole bunch of different beers from all over the world. You know, nice selection this year. And they're going to have something, what did I see here that they're going to have? A chocolate studio. Now, that is new, and I'm sorry I can't be there for this year for that.
Oh,
they would never get me
I
out of there.
Wait.
Never.
Cannot wait.
Hey, do you think they'll let us get a Dole Whip at the Hawaii Pavilion?
They usually do.
Well,
there we go.
Yeah,
there's
now,
usually some sort of...
Yeah, go ahead, Lottie.
There usually is some sort of Dole Whip plus, you know, they have ones with extra rum and other different kinds of alcoholic beverages added to it. So, yeah, there will be a few variations of Dole Whip there.
That works
and
for me.
All very good, I might add. Yep.
All very good.
And I haven't been there in a couple of years to the Food and Wine Festival. I think the last one I was in was 4 years ago, 2012. Lottie, I know you've been there recently. Are you still finding a lot of adults getting a little too drunk with their kids around?
You know.
I hate that.
Well, I usually go the week of the Wine and Dine Half Marathon, and so I don't usually see a ton of families there. I do a lot of my festival eating during the after party. So there usually aren't any kids out there, but, you know, it still happens, and unfortunately, you know, people need to police their drinking, especially if they're there on a family vacation.
I agree.
You know what else is good at this Food and Wine? The Eat to the Beat concert series.
Yes,
it is
very
fantastic.
Good concert series.
Yeah, they've got on this year Wing
Chung, Bo
Deans, Plain White Tees, Jeffrey Osborne, Toad the Wet Sprocket, I don't know who that is, Living Color, Soul Asylum, and Delta Ray.
The concerts are great.
Mm-hmm.
They're great. Even if it's the same artist, well, it is the same artist for a short period of time, usually 3 or 4 days, you know, they still put on different shows 3 or 4 times a day. So, you know, my favorite artists, I try to go when they are performing and when the race is happening, and then I just sit all day and eat and listen to them, and it is heaven for me. I love it.
If the Chew is filming, then will you stop over to see them?
Say that again?
If the Chew is filming, will you stop and see them while they're filming?
Oh, yes. Yes,
okay.
Yes, yes. I love the Chew.
And they're going to be there, I think, again this year.
They do. And one of the things that I think a lot of people miss out on are the, in the festival center, they have the cooking demonstrations and the wine pairing. And so a lot of times the celebrity chefs will do seminars there during the cooking demonstrations. And they are really, really inexpensive, usually between $12 and $20. A piece, and then you get to taste the food that they've cooked, and you get a wine pairing with it, and some time inside to cool off and have a seat and learn some neat cooking tips and tricks. And those are probably one of the most overlooked activities, I think, as far as the festival is concerned. And it's perfect. And now I've just told everybody about it, and I won't be able to get in.
Nah, you'll get it, I'm sure. You'll have a great time there this year.
Yes, I will.
So let's see. We've only got a few minutes left, so let's see. What else can we talk about Food and Wine this year?
There are the other ticketed events. There are lots of ticketed events that go on. I just forgot the name of it. It's Party for the Senses. Party for the Senses is a little bit more pricey than the cooking demonstrations are. But, again, that's something else that if you're going to be there when they are having Party for the Senses, that's a splurge that you want to take advantage of, because they plate a lot of the food from the festival plus a lot of other different types of food on actual plates, and you just walk around and eat and drink and have a good time and learn a lot, and it's a really, really cool event. Really cool event. I won't be there this year during a party for the census. I'll miss it this year, but that's part another part that should not be missed.
When is that going to be held? The party for
Well,
the
you
census.
Have to check the website for the schedule. I don't know
okay.
what the schedule for this year is, but I just know that it isn't happening the weekend that I will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Because it isn't every night. It isn't something that happens every night. It's it happens a few times during the course of the festival.
Yeah, I see something new at the Disney Yacht and Beach Club. Well, the Yacht Club. They've got Secrets of Flavor, and it is going to be select Thursday from 12 to 2, $129 per guest, plus tax and gratuity. Families are welcome. It's limited availability, but it's going to be the 22nd of September, October 20th, and November 3rd.
That sounds a lot like Party for the Census. Mm-hmm. Did they change it completely?
I don't know. This just says the Secrets of Flavor. So
they might have changed anything this year.
It's
if anybody knows.
No, they didn't. They didn't. I just pulled it off the website. So that's a whole new event.
A whole new
Party
event,
Party for the Census will continue.
Three-course luncheon will reinforce your newly discovered connection between the five senses of food. I would love to try that.
It's good.
Yeah, I'm
it's
still thinking
cheap,
about all those Dole. I'm still thinking about all those Dole whips.
Great. Add a little rum to that Dole whip, I'll be a happy camper.
Mm. Animal Kingdom.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Mhm.
Animal Kingdom.
Tuma Tuma. Tumu.
Yeah. Now, I remember going to the first Food and Wine Festival I went to was in 2006. And
that's when
place,
I went.
Don't you remember? It wasn't very crowded that year.
No. Mm-mm.
It was great. I don't know
so
why it wasn't crowded
that
year. The weather was perfect, but it was a wonderful time there. We were able to do a lot, take advantage of a lot of the stuff at Food and Wine. We were able to get on attractions when we want. It was just a great trip. But we're really running out of time here. We've only got a few seconds left. I think we covered a large portion of this. I know there's a lot more. I'm sorry for the short show. Unfortunately, we're lucky we even got on the air tonight. But I want to thank Darlene, Lottie, and Kurt. We'll see you next week again. So until next time, bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.
See you real soon.
Have a magical night.